Okay, Rabbi, so, before we start the Chumash here, I want to wish a hearty Mazel Tov to Gershon Albert on his engagement. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Eilon, Bechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Eilon, Bechol Yisrael. Tells us, Parshas Kisiso, Vayifen Vayeret Moshe Menahar Shnei Luchos Eidus Biyodo. Luchos Ksuvim Mishnei Avraham Mizeh Umizeh Hem Ksuvim. Luchos Masel Kim Heim Av Amichtav Mekhav Al Kim Heim Charutz Al Luchos. So those are the first Luchos. First Luchos was Masel Lukim. And then they were broken. In the second luchos, Hayom Hashem Moshe Psal Lucha, Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim, he's going to have two new luchos, and that's going to be Psal Lucha. That's going to be made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So what is... Now, there is a Shalmi Shkolim on page 19. That says Kanadia ben Rachi and Yeshua Omer, Bain called Dibur Vidibur Diktukevos Yisrael Shoktora, Nasiv Mulon Betarshish, Kiyomarov. So, meaning in the Luchos, it wasn't just the Aseres HaDibros. It was between every Dibra, there was all the commentaries. There were all the commentaries between every Dibur. And as we're going to see, the Beis Halevi comments, as we'll see later, that there was a difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnius. That the Luchos Rishonos, everything was written down. And the Luchos Shnius, it wasn't that way. The Luchos Shnius,
there was the written part, and then there was an oral part. In other words, the original intent the Beis Halevi is going to write is that everything be written down. Even the Torah Shebal Peh is written down. That's why it's only with the Luchos Shnios that things changed. That the Torah Shebichsav will be Shebichsav and Baal Peh will be Al Peh. And how does he know that from? Because if you look on page 5, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ksov lecha es hadvarim ha'ela, ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. So Rashi says, Chav Zayin, lo ata rasha lichtov Torah Shebal Peh. Rashi here says you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. Because it says, Al-Pi Hadvar Ma'ela. It has to be Baal Peh. So the Beis Halevi asked the obvious question. Why is the Torah first telling us this in Parshas Kisisa? Wasn't the Torah given in Yisro, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? So why weren't we told about this prohibition in Parshas Yisro? So the Beis Halevi says, you know why? Because it didn't exist then. Because originally there wasn't. The Torah Shebal Peh was also Bichsav. It was only by the Luchos Shnios that we had this differential. And what's the reason? He explains, because the Gemara says in Erevin that if Klal Yisrael would not have sinned at the Ego, they wouldn't have been vulnerable to the Umas Ha'olam. So therefore, if we would have written down Torah Shebal Peh, we don't have to be afraid that the Goyim would usurp it from us. But after the Cheder Egel, we became vulnerable. So if we rewrite it down, they might take it from us. So therefore, we had to leave it Baal Peh. That's the Beis Halevi's interpretation. But let me show you now the Shem Yishmur. Shem Yishmuel has an interesting interpretation here. He writes that a human being is basically physical, his body is physical, and his neshama is spiritual. We'll talk later about that in the ritual, Bez Hashem. But he says, when look at the bottom arrow on page 6. V'nei Yisrael she'amru nasa v'nishma v'gdimu asiyah l'shmiya. When Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, so what does that mean? We're willing to do before we totally understand. So they're mevatel their physical body. What asiya you do with your body. So they're mevatel their what? Their physicality to the spiritual law, even though they don't totally understand it, but we're going to do. So therefore their body becomes spiritual. So shabol madrega sha'af hagufim shalahem yugufe kedusha v'lo yu mishamshe kedusha. And that's the inyan on page 7, first column, second line. Shazeu inyan shagdima sasil shmiya moshu besvarim nizochul tosefes malam nisinas ha-Torah. Because the sinas ha-Torah is l'seichel. Torah is for the Seichel. But the fact that we're mevatel arasiya to the shmiya, then the guf becomes like ruchni. Faluchos masel kim, alkein afki midine haTorah ein hashogeg. Also, the goof levad beliho rasa sechel lidcha. Mikol mokom ben amalak dola she sigur Yisrael aluchos she nosud gam legufim she gam atzmem kodesh nimshachim achar Hashem isbarach. She shuvei nimshachim achar. Yeah, and that was the concept of the luchos rishonos. It's totally spiritual. The physical was spiritual. The physical was spiritual. Because we're totally nisbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shem Yishmuel on page 8 has the same question as the Beis HaLevi. How come, again, the same question, how come the Torah is telling us the prohibition of writing Torah Shebal Peh only in Kisisa? So again, the Beis HaLevi explained because there wasn't Torah Shebal Peh beforehand. Because everything was Bechsav, and before the Chet HaEgel we didn't have to worry that it was going to be stolen. Only after the Chet HaEgel we became vulnerable. So he says, okay, second column, second line, last word. Okay, Nishlomer, where this is the Saras of Dimshay, Deber, Medaber, Kach, Kach, Mitzvah, Shesh, Kach, Hain, Shabba, Emes, Nichol, Bechol, Deber, Vedeber, Kama, Vekama, Mitzvah, Hashem, Saras of Dimshay, Nichol, Kol, Tayag, Mitzvah. Kain, Bevadek, Betor, Shabbachsav, בכל מצווה ומצווה כסוב ונרמזום כל חיל וחוסר ניתונם על פה. אל שהגוף הוא המסך המבדיל שלא להביא מתוך הכתב, נצטרך למסור פרש כל מצווה בעל פה, כמו צורס התפילן, etc. אבל אם לא נשתברו הלוחוס, היה הגוף כולו שכלי, ולא יחוץ את מפני השכל להביא מתוך הנכתב כל הלוחוס בכל מצווה ומצווה, ונצטרך למסור הפרש מייחוד. He says that what it means is something different, like the way the Shem Shmuel says it. But he says what changed is that there was no Torah Shebal Peh. The way the Beis HaLevi understood it meant that it was written down originally, and then later it was oral. Shem Shmuel says a different idea. He says, sort of like what they say, you know, the Avos knew the whole Torah before it was given. So how could they know the whole Torah before it was given? The answer is because their persona, their body was totally subjugated to God. They became so spiritual, so Memela, they could understand it on their own. They were Mechavin on their own. So by before the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael was so Meshubah to Hashem that their physical body was spiritual, and Memela, you didn't have to articulate all the Torah Shebal Peh, because once you read the Torah Shebichsav, they could innately see it in the Torah Shebichsav. Understand? They didn't need to have it spelled out. Not that it was the way the Beis HaLevi says it was written from before, and now it's oral. It was self-understood from the Torah Shebichsav. But after we sinned, so then we lost that. We lost the fact that we were totally spiritual because we weren't Meshabed. In other words, when we said Nasa V'Nishma, that was the highest Madrega. That we're totally Meshabed, our physical being, to spirituality, and therefore we're so spiritual, when you just read a Pasuk of Chumash, you understand what the interpretation of the Torah Shebal Peh is going to be. Because it's innate. It's obvious. For a spiritual person, just like the others, they were able to know what the Torah is even before, because of the way the Mefarshim explained, because they were so spiritual. But once we became more Megusham, in what?
in the Torah when we did the Chet HaEgel. So now we weren't able to just look at a pasuk in Chumash and know the Torah Shabbal Peh from the pasuk automatically. So then we needed to have a Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's what changed. Whereas the Beis HaLevi learned, what changed was that originally it was written because we weren't afraid the Goyim were going to usurp it. Then we sin, so we're more vulnerable. Now we're afraid it's going to be usurped, so it had to be Baal Peh, so it shouldn't be stolen. That's the Beis HaLevi. The Shemi Shmuel says a different word. that by the Luchos Rishonos, we were totally Mekudosh. Like, just like the Luchos of Amayis Elohim, the people themselves were spiritual, and the Mela, they didn't have to... Now this reminded me, this idea of Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a stira in the Midrashim. See, in one Midrash on page 9, in the second column, last second line to the bottom, call it verb mitzvah mikram mishnah halachas talmud toseftas agodosh. All these things, the mishnah halachas, the bottom line, the left side in page 9. Mishnah halachas talmud toseftas agodos afil mashal talmud vasik osig lomar lifnei rabu kulam nemel moshe misinai. Everything was given. All the halachas, the toseftas, the agodos, were all given to Moshe misinai. Okay, so that's this medrash. But there's another medrash on page 11 that says, where the arrow is. Elad varim, it's 2 lines to the right. Sisim v'loz avtim, esen k'siv kan al sisim shkvar sisi l'Rabbi Akiva, v'chaver v'dvarim shalom niglu l'moshe, niglu l'Rabbi Akiva. So here we have a medrash that says that even things that were not revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu were revealed to Rabbi Akiva. So that contradicts the other Medrash. Because the other Medrash says, on page 9, two lines from the bottom, on the left side, Mikra Mishnah Halachas Talmud Toseftas Agodas Afil Masha Talmud Vasik Osid Lomar Lefnei Rabo Kulam Nemru L'Moshe Bisina. So you got everything. And even what a Talmud is in Mechanish. When you say a Svar and Shir, Moshe Rabbeinu already had that before. But here we're saying that Rabbi Akiva is going to say things that were not Niglu L'Moshe. But I thought Moshe was everything. That's the Kasha of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh is Parshas Tazria. He asked this Kasha on page 14. In the pattern. It says, third line, last word. V'isi v'yashev mamore chazal she'omru shelo hoya dover shelo nimsa l'moshe b'sinai afilu masha talmid vosik osid l'chadish v'omru b'mokom acher ki Rabbi Akiva hayadorish masha lo yoda Moshe. It's a stira. V'omru advar masisim. So you know what the answer is? Look at the second column of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on page 14, 5 lines from the bottom. Wazel Omer Shadarsh Rabbi Akiva Drashas Shalayod Moshe Ein HaKavana Shalayod Moshe. In other words, no. The Medrash that says Moshe knew everything and any Chiddush that's going to come in the future, Moshe, Avad. So what did Rabbi Akiva have that Moshe didn't have? So he says, unbelievable thing. You know what Rabbi Akiva had that Moshe didn't have? Elo shelo yodas michosim v'diyukum heichan remuzim b'torah. Rabbi Akiva knew not only the halachas, but he knew where every source in Torah Shebichsav was merumas, the Torah Shebal Peh. Whereas Moshe might have known all the halachas, but he didn't necessarily know where every Torah Shebal Peh was merumas in the Torah Shebichsav. And that Rabbi Akiva did. So if you put two and two together, what we were saying in the Shemi Shmuel, it comes out, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate person, the ultimate spirituality,
there was a certain madrega that Rabbi Akiva had of spirituality that was nigla to Moshe. Because we said, what's the idea? The Shem Yishmul explains that there was no Torah Shabbat Peh by the Luchos Rishonos. Not like the Beis HaLevi said, there was no Torah Shabbat Peh because it was written down. There's no Torah Shabbat Peh because they didn't need Torah Shabbat Peh. The Shem Yishmul, because they could see it from the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Madrega of who? Rabbi Akiva. So where did Rabbi Akiva get that from? What was the Mila of Rabbi Akiva to have that Madrega that the Or Chaim HaKadosh says? So it's not no steer in the Midrashim the Or Chaim HaKadosh says. You know, any Chiddush Moshe had. The Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that he was Nigla to him, where every day was Merubas in Torah Shabbat Sa'ah, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not necessarily have. Well, I'll tell you something what I think. With Travis. Based on the Tanya, and then from the Lev Aaron. Lev Aaron is Rav Aaron Teitelbaum of Satmar. There are two Satmar Rebbes now. He's one of them. So the famous... You see, what did we say? How do you get to see Torah Shabbat Peh and the Torah Shabbat Chsav? That was only what? Before the Chet HaEgel. So Rabbi Akiva had the Madrega of the spirituality like Kodem Chet HaEgel. Because Kodem Chet HaEgel, there was no Torah Shabbat Peh because they could see it in the Torah Shabbat Chsav. So Rabbi Akiva had that Madrega. So what's the idea? So the Tanya writes on page 15 that Haftal Recha Kamocha, how do you get to that Madrega? So if a person cares about his guf, if the guf is the ikur, then you care about yourself and you can't do Haftal Recha Kamocha. Because everyone has an individual guf, and every guf is selfish to himself. From the perspective of the neshama, so everyone's connected to each other, as we'll discuss maybe later in the ritual. Everyone's connected to each other. So the more you machshiv your guf, then the more divided you are from every individual. The more you machshiv the neshama, the more connected you are with every individual. Right? So that's what the Tanya says. The mitzvah after lecha kamochel chol nefesh Yisrael, he machet shagufo nimmas umutuav etzlo, because he doesn't care about his physical needs. That nefesh aruach miyodei gedulosam alosam sharsham shagam shakulam matzimus va'avechel kulan achim nipur kol Yisrael achim mamish. Every Jew is a brother, mitzad shoros nafsham b'Hashem, rak shagufo muchlokim. Everyone is spiritually connected to Hashem from the perspective of the neshama. So the Lev Aaron says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kol sheruach habrios nochei menu, ruach hamochel nochei menu. That if you get along with the people, you get along with HaKadosh, then Hashem is happy. So he quotes one of his the Tanya, this idea of Haftal Recha Kamocha by Bittul Haguf. So he says that if you have that Madrega, Pisa Yech Lorames, Amalachi. So if you machshiv the guf, so then, so kol sheruach habrios nochei menu machmashu misnaig ba'ava ba'achva, because that means the nefesh is ikur, then ruach hamokom nochei menu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him. Oh, so what's the idea? It is like this. It was, what did the Shem Yishmuel say? Once, if a person's too physical, too magusham, so then he won't intuitively understand Torah Balpen, the Torah Shebaksaf. That's what happened after the Chet HaEgel. That's why after the Chet HaEgel we needed to get the Torah Balpen. Before the Chet HaEgel, we could just look in the Chumash and we can understand it Memela. And Tanya explains what's the Iker of becoming that spiritual person is the Bittul HaGuf and the Chashivus of the Neshama. Because if you machshiv your guf too much, your own needs, so then you become selfish. So what's the adage that we all know from on the Torah's Kodim on page 17? The Ha'atel Recha Kamocha, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zeklal Godol B'Torah. Was Rabbi Akiva, that was his adage. The Ha'atel Recha Kamocha. So on a certain level, he was Mekayim the words of the Tanya, of the total Bittul HaGuf. Because the way to reach a Ha'atel Recha Kamocha, the Tanya explains, is to realize that the Neshama is Iker, and that we're all connected. The Guf, we're all selfish, we're all separate. From the Neshama, we're all connected. So Rabbi Akiva had that Darga, even though Moshe, I'm sure, has it also, but since apparently Rabbi Akiva, that was his adage, that was his, you know, he was, he always spoke about, you know, that Paul Gadol B'Torah, so the Mela, he had that total Bittul HaGuf, and Mela, what does the Shem Yishmuel says? If you have total Bittul HaGuf, then what? Then you have an intuitive understanding of Torah She Baal Peh in the Torah She Baksav. Because you can see, you're so spiritual, it's a natural thing. Once you, but if you have mechitzos, you have the guf, you have the gushav, you won't see it. Therefore, you need to get a special Torah She Baal Peh. Rabbi Akiva had this madrega, or Chaim HaKadosh. Rabbi Akiva was the one, like what the Shmuel explains, called him Chet HaEgel. And that's the idea. And that's, as we'll explain later, that what Purim is all about is this idea of Klal Yisrael, of what the Manos Levi says, you know, the Haman Tayin Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzar Mefurad Bein Amim, that was. And we say, no, it's not true. We're not Mefuzar Mefurad. We're one unit. We're all together. We're one. But that's only if we don't make the Iker our physical part. Because physical part, so everyone has their own needs. Everyone can be selfish. But this is the time where it's the Madrega of Kodem Chet HaEgel. It's the Madrega that we accept Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, Ahavta Le'echa Kamocha. And that's what the Lekach L'Doros is, to understand how the spiritual part of the human being is the ultimate, and that connects you. In other words, everyone has their needs, and everyone sometimes has to be selfish. But the key is to understand the connection that we have between each other. That we have that common bond between each other, and that's the ultimate of the Luchos Rishonos. That we were spiritual, and we're meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes, you know, people say, if I don't totally understand this mitzvah, I'm not going to do it. You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, and that's, you know, we have to have that madreg of Nasa V'Nishma, that if this is our Masorah, and we try to understand as much as we can, but ultimately, we're Meshabed HaSebes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Vatal HaGuf, and that causes the ultimate V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. And that's the natural ability to see Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's Rabbi Akiva. And that's Rabbi Akiva. And that's the Madrega that we also strive to. And especially Purim is the time where people get together and have simcha, and we don't look so much at our differences, because the differences are from the externals. But at the root, at the core, we all come from that same neshama.
and that should bring avos reyim, simcha, should bring us an added level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah Shebaal Peh, of learning more of Torah Shebaal Peh, of understanding Torah Shebaal Peh. And Bez Hashem, I wish everyone a Simchas Purim. And Bez Hashem, we should be together tonight. And as anyone is around tomorrow, is welcome to come by. And Bez Hashem, the Purim is one day, but sometimes one day can influence many days in the future. So Bez Hashem should be a bracha for Simcha, that for everybody, and good health. And Bez Hashem, we should be kai in the pasuk la yudim hoisa ora v'simcha v'sosim. Okay, we'll dive in 1 minute, we'll start.